This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
K-State fan, I don't want you guys to feel like you were left out. Now, this show will never get credit for talking about K-State, and tomorrow you guys will all congregate and talk about how we in the Kansas City media have come together to never talk about your team, but we are having a K-State guest on the show right now. Go tell your three K-State friends. John Kurtz joins us on the show today. John Kurtz, how are you doing, my brother?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on for the first time and finally getting K-State some damage.
Okay, John, why are you doing this? Now they're going to run with it. John Kurtz said, no, that's not accurate.
It's at C.Harrison on Twitter, I believe, everybody.
Oh, my goodness. John Kurtz, I can't believe you would do this. You know what? Just for that, I'm picking West Virginia to go on the road and win this week, and I'm changing my pick just like that.
You know, that's fine. Carrington, we function better when we have a chip on our shoulder, right? And when we feel like the world is against us. So that actually is very apropos. You're just kind of feeding the beast by doing that.
You know, I was really impressed last week against Colorado. Now, Colorado is not one of the marquee teams, but it's a road night game. It's in conference. And Colorado just plays a lot of quirky, weird, competitive, who knows what could happen kind of games, especially after their first road loss against BYU, where they just got completely outclassed in the second half of that game. I thought last week was an impressive road win for the Wildcats.
Yeah, to me, it was kind of about growing up. Because at BYU, when they had an issue with a turnover, which they did against Colorado late, that helped set up the go-ahead score, they just completely melted down. And that was in a tough environment. I mean, I was there in Provo, and look, I traveled for 10 years with K-State football all around the old Big 12, including Texas and Oklahoma, many times. And Provo held up about as well as any, maybe not quite to like Oklahoma level, but it was a tough environment. And I think K-State really kind of wilted. And Avery Johnson admitted as much, basically, after that game. You had DJ Giddens' first career fumble that got run back for a touchdown, and everything just unraveled after that. So, to me, the really impressive part there was to be able to go score in three plays. I mean, they led the entire game. They controlled the entire game. And in about the span of half a quarter, it just goes away, totally evaporates. And now what are you going to do? You got this really gassed up crowd with celebrities on the sideline all cheering against you. Like, how are you going to respond to that? And three plays, they're in the end zone. And then the defense got to stop too. And I know there was a little bit of controversy at the end there, but I mean, in four plays, they didn't let Colorado pick up a first down after that. So it was just a complete and total response from everybody where that didn't happen at all. And a lot of the blame wants to go to the offense for what happened at BYU, but also, I mean, the defense, when they were put in tough spots and having to defend short fields, I mean, they offered little to no resistance at all to BYU in that game, which is how they scored 31 points in 6 minutes. So I thought it was impressive from both sides of the ball. And it kind of knocked back a Colorado team that seemed like they just had the magic late in games. You know, I mean, it was coming off the Baylor game where they had the Hail Marys. They did not play very well for most of the night and then just snapped their fingers there in front. You just felt like, all right, there's something here in Boulder. But K-State stopped that. And I think that's a real sign of growth for this team.
You mentioned growth. What growth have you seen in Avery Johnson over the course of the last month or so?
Well, definitely he's become more consistent throwing the ball. It's not perfect, and I think it still is a work in progress. And you're going to continue to see, you know, warts sometimes this year, like late in the Colorado game. I mean, he kind of throws one off his back foot. that gets intercepted and run almost all the way back for a touchdown. So it's still coming along, but if you watched film of that game versus the UT Martin game at the beginning of the year, the Tulane game, where there were just more frequent misses, more glaring misses, I think he's been able to dial some of that in. And he's done it too, by the way, with running a little bit less. They have not been utilizing his legs quite as much. Couldn't really at Colorado because he got hurt, which is another part of the adversity that they overcame at Colorado. But Klieman said after the game, like, we didn't have quarterback run to go to. So when they're trying to, usually late in a game, when you're trying to move the ball in critical situations, that's when they would get a little bit more lenient toward using his legs and using him in the run game. But they didn't have that option. So it's been, he's been forced to do that more with his arm. So I think it's really like the composure that I just talked about, and then just becoming a little bit better with reps as a passer. You know, I don't know that he's ever going to be a totally elite, like, pocket passer, but he definitely can be a good one, and I think he's very much on the path to getting there.
Right now, we're talking a little K-State football with John Kurtz here for a couple more minutes. It feels like, John, and I don't want to jinx anything, let me knock on wood, it feels as if K-State can get over this game, it feels like they shouldn't lose again until you get to Iowa State. I mean, if your remaining road game is on the road against Houston, that's one of the bottom five teams in the Big 12. You dominate KU. Arizona State is at home. It's also late in the season, so it's going to be a different temperature than they're used to. Cincinnati's not that good this year. I mean, this is the test to me. If they can get over this game against West Virginia, a road night game in conference, it seems to me that you're going to be playing Iowa State for a chance to go to the Big 12 championship game.
I definitely am behind that sentiment. Now, I would also say, you know, I'm still leery of next week, especially because I guess I've said this about three or four times this year, but I anticipate Kansas getting some confidence back this weekend when they play Houston. And that will still be a game where they're capable of beating you if you don't bring it. But K-State has been a totally different animal at home, you're right, and that's a huge part of it. Cincinnati and Arizona State are much improved from last year, particularly Arizona State. But they're now dealing with a quarterback injury, so who knows by the time they get to that game. But K-State at home has been crushing people. They don't have those moments where they're a pretty young team and they get a little bit rattled. That doesn't happen at home, so I think that's made a world of difference. Schedule's very, very manageable. And at the beginning of the year, I looked at this. Look, I picked K-State to lose at BYU and at West Virginia at the beginning of the year. Obviously, I'm one for one on those predictions. But I looked at this situation and said, all right, you're traveling across three time zones from the Mountain Time Zone in Boulder, which turned out to be the latest possible kick that you could have. Now you got to go all the way to the Eastern Time Zone in a tough place to get to in Morgantown, West Virginia, and play in front of a, I would imagine, still a pretty juiced up night crowd there. I know their fans aren't very happy with Neil Brown right now, but that's a tough environment. Again, another place that I've been, that's not an easy place to go play. That's a really difficult stretch with probably a little bit less prep time just because they didn't get back until 5 a.m. On Sunday from the previous trip to Boulder. So I'm with you. I think it's a massive game. And if you do get this, we're probably looking at the biggest Farmageddon matchup that we've ever had.
Last question here really quickly. If I had to, like, ask K-State fans, if I walked around Aggieville and I said, these are your two choices, K-State goes to the Elite Eight or KU misses the entire NCAA tournament this year, which one do you think fans would pick?
Boy, that Elite Eight thing, man, you're striking a nerve with that because, you know, three times in my lifetime, I guess three times since 2010, they've made it there to the Elite Eight, not gotten over that hump. Does anyone want to relive that pain again? If you went to Aggieville, I think you get a pretty split response. I'll put it that way. I think it'd be pretty split. When was the last time Kansas missed the tournament, right? I mean, that's the thing. We've seen K-State go to the Elite Eight. I don't remember seeing Kansas not make the NCAA tournament.
Well, you know what? If KU misses the NCAA tournament, the party that Columbia and Manhattan are going to have, there's going to come together for the biggest party that we've ever seen locally.
Well, I agree with that. I'm also really interested. You know, Coleman Hawkins has this podcast that he's doing with Field of 68, and they said that they're going to try to get Hunter Dickinson to like come on and do that too. So I'd be very interested to hear the Coleman Hawkins discourse back and forth with Hunter Dickinson there if Kansas misses the tournament.
That is our guy, John Kurtz, joining us on the show. He's with the Three Mall Podcast. He is one of my favorite K-State people to talk to. John, it was great to have you for your first time ever coming on this show, man. Hopefully we do this again.
I agree. I'm glad we broke the seal. Let's do it again soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.